Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today we're diving into a topic that's super close to my heart. Fostering healthy relationships through boundaries. You know those connections that bring you joy, support, and make life just a little bit brighter? Those are the ones we want to nurture, right? And guess what? Boundaries are like the secret sauce to making those relationships thrive. Ever feel like your needs are constantly getting overlooked in a friendship or even family dynamic? Maybe you've said, yes, when you really wanted to say, no, because you didn't want to disappoint someone. Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing, setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for authentic connection and mutual respect. It's about saying, hey, this is what works for me, and I deserve to be treated with care. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build those strong foundations in your relationships. 1. Know yourself first. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know what you need. Think about your values, your priorities, and your deal breakers. What makes you feel drained? What brings you joy? Once you have a solid understanding of your own needs, it's much easier to communicate them effectively. Remember, you are not responsible for other people's feelings, you are responsible for protecting your own well-being. 2. Communication is key. This might seem obvious, but sometimes the most important step is simply saying what you need. Use I statements to express your feelings and boundaries clearly. For example, instead of saying, you're always borrowing my stuff, try, I feel uncomfortable when my belongings are taken without asking. Direct communication removes guesswork and fosters a sense of respect. 3. Start small. Don't feel pressured to set every boundary at once. Begin with something small that feels comfortable, like declining an invitation you don't have time for or politely saying no to a request that stresses you out. As you gain confidence, you can gradually expand your boundaries. Remember, it's a process, not a sprint. 4. Be assertive, not aggressive. Setting boundaries doesn't mean being demanding or confrontational. Assertiveness is about communicating your needs with clarity and confidence while respecting the other person's perspective. Think of it like this. You have the right to protect your peace, just as they do. It's all about finding that sweet spot of mutual respect. 5. It's okay to walk away. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, relationships may not be healthy or fulfilling. If someone consistently disrespects your boundaries or refuses to acknowledge your needs, it might be time to reevaluate the relationship. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who value and respect you. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you have a close friend who always calls late at night, even when you've clearly stated that you need quiet time to wind down before bed. They might say things like, it's just a quick chat, or, you know I can always count on you, but their actions are making it hard for you to get restful sleep. You feel drained and resentful, even though you care about your friend. This is where setting boundaries comes in. Next time your friend calls late at night, politely explain that while you value your time together, you need quiet evenings to recharge. You could say something like, hey, I really appreciate you reaching out, but I'm trying to get some sleep right now. Can we chat tomorrow morning? Quote, quote, dot. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize your well-being. Setting boundaries helps protect your energy and allows for more meaningful connections with people who respect your needs. So, the biggest takeaways here are: know yourself, communicate clearly, start small, be assertive, and don't hesitate to walk away from relationships that drain you. Remember, building healthy relationships is a continuous process, and it takes effort from both sides. But when you set clear boundaries, you create space for genuine connection and mutual respect. You empower yourself to show up authentically and cultivate relationships that nourish your soul. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're working on setting or strengthening? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and real talk insights. Until next time, keep protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.